Beethoven then begged for these shadows to take their leave, that they had no business being there. But the shadows, they disagreed. For no matter how Beethoven implored for these shadows to leave him alone, they chatted on and would not be gone from this, his one-man catacomb. Then Twist explained how it was that they could not do as the composer wished, for since they were his shadows, it was only by his light they could exist. And as Beethoven's life was fading on this, his final night, it was only natural that these shadows should cling closer to his fading light. Now meanwhile, the clock, it just ticked on, as clocks are wont to do. For time's their only purpose, their only point of view. But when that clock struck midnight, its chimes both loud and clear, from out of those shifting shadows, a final figure did appear. His voice, it had a certain charm that concealed all his disease, as he introduced himself to them as the Mephistopheles. He said that he had come to collect the great Beethoven's soul, that it really wasn't much, you see, merely a lump of coal. You look surprised, my dear composer, this simple fact to learn. But before tomorrow morning, together we will watch it burn. Beethoven stepped back in horror. This thing cannot be true, for I have done no great wrongs in life, at least none that I knew. Men quite often forget their sins, the devil did reply, until it's too late to repent. Forgetting, it's never too late to die. It's a part of human nature upon which I've come strongly to rely. Men quite often forget their sins, for redemption can always wait. And I always allow this to happen. It's an important part of my bait. And by the time that they remember, it always tends to be too late. Now you may think your sins are minor, that to enter hell they're not enough. Well, a cruel act here, a rude word there, believe me, they add up. And rising from the shadows is the specter of your death. For since your birth he has been owed, and now is here to clear the debt. But perhaps we can talk a little while, for you are not dead. Not yet.